number one for Andy Mossack. It's a rare appearance on a Tuesday night. He's usually here on a Thursday. And he's been all over the globe. I mean, every continent he's been on. And he's been doing this for years and years and years. However, he assures me, I have no idea where he is, but he assures me that he's in a place that he's never been to before tonight. And that's got to be saying something. I mean, he's been everywhere. He genuinely has. You know, and he talks to us like, you know, gives us a report, like a full travel log from these terrifically far-flung places. You know, there's one where he's looking over a lake from a hotel balcony in Vietnam 1 week. The next week he was on, he's in the safari in Kenya. And the week after that, this is true, because he did like a whole bunch of trips in one. The week after that, he's in a jeep in North Norway, about as far north in Norway as you can get. And that's like a typical month for Andy. First time he's been to a place, so that clue's coming up in a second. And more of your songs on a theme of Wales tonight. Now, as promised, here it is then, clue number one. Oh, interesting, this is interesting. He's not that far away. I'm in the largest city on the European continent, which is named after the river that runs through it. Over 12 million people live here, which is higher than the population of Belgium, and that number includes 70 billionaires. The largest city on the European continent, named after the river that runs through it. 12 million people live here, higher than the population of Belgium, and that number includes 70 billionaires. What do you think? Any early ideas? Now, there is another clue that's coming up just after the 11 o'clock news, and then the man himself about 11:15. 81333 RUSS. A largest city. River runs through. 12 million people. Why do I not immediately know that? 70 billionaires. I mean, it can't be. It's not London, is it? No, London's not named after the Thames. Is it me or am I going mad? 0800-389-3333. 0800-389-3333. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Where in the world is Andy? Another clue coming later. Could it be? It's going to be somewhere. It's obviously pretty big, isn't it? Here's Lionel Richie. Hey, excellent suggestions. And thank you for the help with Andy Mossack is where he could be. I'll be running through those and giving you your second clue very soon. We've got Robbie Williams, rock DJ, coming up, and a bit of Jess Glynn as well. However, it is 11, time for the news. Clue number two for Andy Mossack, and I'll be wrapping up the songs for the Welsh. The other side of Jess Glynn, however. We've already had one clue for Andy. Hi to Martin in Ipswich, New York. Moscow. Oh, do you think he's in Moscow? Dean in Leeds. Istanbul. Do you know, I was thinking about Istanbul in Turkey. Robert in Filey. Good evening, Robert. And he's in Moscow, which is on the Moskva River. Well, that might have sealed it, to be honest, then. Keith in Rotherham saying, is it Moscow? David? Is he in Istanbul? See, now I'm torn here, I'm torn. Colin the Trucker, thank you for your phone call. Moscow is your choice. But here's the second clue. This might sort it all out for us. One of the most distinctive features of the city's skyline are the Seven Sisters. Seven huge Gothic skyscrapers, all built in 1947 across different parts of the city. They include the university, two hotels, two government ministries, and two residential buildings. The Seven Sisters. So does that confirm Moscow or confirm Istanbul or make you think of somewhere else? 81333-RUSS. When you drop me a note on that. But 81333-RUSS. Man himself will be on in about 10 minutes' time. Mossack man himself. Paul in Gibton. Thank you for your phone call, Paul. Is he in Moscow, Russ? Do you think it's confirmed it? Do you know, fascinating, really. If he is in Moscow, I think that's what we've plumped for, isn't it? But if he is in Moscow, it's a place I've always wanted to go. wait to hear one. However, always, always a treat when we have Andy Mossack on the show with us. Jules in Scarborough with a last minute. He's saying, definitely, Russ, that's where you're thinking. Definitely go for this one. So let's see if we've managed to beat him yet again. Let's have a quick chat with him. Hello there, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ.
Good evening.
Or comrade, should I say comrade?
Right, okay. Now that you've brought it up here, Jules says Andy's definitely in Moscow. Definitely in Moscow.
Yeah, bang on. Foiled again,
curses. So before we go any further, let me just say, Privyet, kak dila.
Oh, I'll beans on toast for me, please.
Oh, you see, it's what I said. Kak dila is how are things, how are matters. Yeah, so just a bit of conversational Russian for you, Andy. You know how it is.
Amazing. And what else did we know?
Mozhna, the most important word you can use, Andy. Mozhna.
Mozhna. Okay. Yeah,
which
please
is kind
tell
of,
me what it means.
It's kind of it's a you can use it as a catch-all. It basically means may I, and then you can say it back, and it basically means you may. It's the kind of same. So can I sit here? May I have this? Can I lift this? Mozhna, and it's a very Mozhna, a very polite word you can throw in there.
Thank
so,
you.
How's Russia?
Oh. It's absolutely amazing. It's thanks for, by the way, for squeezing me in because it was a last minute thing. But
it's all right.
I've been absolutely blown away by this place. Moscow is something else. Something else. A first timer and a real eye opener. I mean, my perceptions, I won't lie, my perceptions of Moscow have been pretty much grey, kind of Soviet blocks. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, it's fascinating place. It's got everything here, Russ. It's got, you know, culture, history, music, food, fashion. It really is something else. And they do tell me that Moscow is very, very different from the rest of Russia. I mean, let's face it, Russia is enormous, isn't it? I mean, it's got 11 time zones from one end to the other. But Moscow itself is like really any other great Western city. And I guess the World Cup, you know, gave us all a bit of a glimpse into perhaps how it's changed. But I had no idea it's such a cool place. It's
so
brilliant.
How did this trip come about? I know it was fairly last minute. So you're never anywhere with no reason. So
no.
What's taken you to Moscow then?
Well, there's a rebranding going on of a very legendary hotel here, which has been part of Moscow's skyline since the 40s. It is one of the Seven Sisters. And it was called the Ukraine, which has been much loved by the population of Moscow. It's a place that's seen history come and, you know, Stalin built it. And they've rebranded, Radisson have rebranded it. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal here. So it's now going to be called the Radisson Collection Hotel Moscow. But for people here, it's a huge change because obviously they love the Ukraine and it was called the Ukraine. So it's the kind of the opening party and all the great and good of Moscow have turned up and it was last night.
And you were there?
And I got invited, absolutely.
Get out. Is there no way you won't go in the pursuit of luxury, Andy?
No, there isn't. And you're going to be even more envious because I am in what they call the Maybach suite here, which is named after the Maybach Mercedes, right?
Of course.
And it's essentially the inside of a Mercedes Maybach. I mean, it's got walnut walls. It's got black sleek interior. It's got a 25-foot bar here that's got a silhouette of a Mercedes on it. 170 square meters, this place, honestly. And I'm sitting in the middle of it talking to you, and it is something else.
Well, I'm going on holiday in summer. I'm going to Datsun Cherry Towers.
But this hotel is so enormous. One of these Seven Sisters. It's so big. It's got 19 restaurants, 500 rooms, an Olympic swimming pool inside it, and they've got their own flotilla of riverboats because it's right on the river.
Mm.
And the party was actually on one of the boats. So we went for a sort of a spin down the Moskva River last night with the great and the good of Moscow. But there is a funny story to this because I was all done up in my glad rags and they've got about sort of 10 boats lying on this sort of, you know, the boardwalk by the river.
Uh-huh.
And there was this queue sort of people trying to get on a boat. So I sort of went up there and I said, is this the party boat for, you know, the Radisson opening? And the guy said, is it what time? I said, well, it's an 8 o'clock. He said, oh, yeah, this is it. But this was just a tourist sightseeing boat. So I nearly got on the wrong one. That wouldn't have done my street cred much, would it?
Could you imagine you've been terribly overdressed?
I know. God. Well, talking about being overdressed, I've been exploring in the short time I've been here, summer Moscow. So I've been to the Bolshoi on Sunday.
The Bolshoi Ballet.
Yeah. I wore a penguin suit. First time for me. Never been to the ballet before. And what an experience that was.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Well, you know, I wasn't familiar with ballet protocol, to be honest. Right? So they sort of did this thing. You're supposed to know the plot. It was called The Legend of Love. And you're supposed to know the plot of the ballet because they don't, you know, it's quite difficult to follow if you don't know the story. But anyway, somebody was whispering in my ear what was going on. And then they sort of did it for about 40 minutes and then the curtain came down. And I thought, oh, that's it then. That was quick. And they do the thing, you know, the two stars come out and take a bow and everyone's clapping and saying bravo.
End of the first half.
But that was just the first part. I didn't know. I thought it was ended. I thought, well, that was over quick. But
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was three parts of this. It was 3 hours. But I really enjoyed it. That was really nice. Brilliant.
Do you know what Bolshoi means? I'm going to throw in some bits because I've got conversational
Russian. Is it the same as Mishnah?
No, Mozhna is great. Bolshoi just basically means big.
Ah,
so it's like going to the Grand Theatre, yeah. Like, and that is the thing. The other thing, actually, it's very good because there are certain words in Russia, and this is of interest to nobody, Andy, but I'm going to persevere.
Yeah.
There are words that are very young in Russian that have not been around for very long. So during the war, the Second World War, it might have even been the First World War. A lot of Russian soldiers found themselves in Paris, and started seeing little restaurants called bistros, yeah? So they started seeing all of these bistros around the place. So one of the Russian words for quick, the main Russian word for quick, is bistra, because you could go there and eat really quickly. So that's where it comes from, you see. It's a movable language. Well, it's fascinating.
It is. Well, so they tell me, but you know, the Red Square has got nothing to do with communism.
Does it not? Is it about bricks?
It's about bricks, yes, because red, apparently, is a Russian word for beautiful.
Man, I tell you, this is
so
what educate, inform, and entertain.
Well, and what do you think, eh? But
if only I could figure out how to entertain, we'd have all three here, Andy. But this So what else have you been there? What's the food like in Moscow? Here's a question.
Well, the food has been fantastic. Again, amazing. There's some great stuff here. And, you know, the thing is, because it's so kind of multinational here, there's lots and lots of different types of cuisines, you know. They've even got McDonald's, you know. But I went for the Russian stuff because you've got to do it, you know, and it's beautiful. You know, there's a thing called Solyanka soup, which is, like, very hearty, lots of meat cooked for hours with garlic and tomatoes. Pelmeni, apparently, is the national dish, or is it pelmeni?
Right.
It's dumplings with different fillings. You've got mushrooms and meat and onions.
Oh, delicious.
Which is nice, and they slather it full of butter. And gingerbread is quite kind. Tulip gingerbread made with honey and jam.
Oh.
That's pretty good. And obviously, a lot of caviar knocking around.
Have you had caviar?
The odd lug of vodka. I tried it. It's not for me, but if it's there, it's cheap as chips, so why not?
Is it cheap? Is it really cheap?
It's really cheap. Yeah, I mean, the whole city is ridiculously cheap as well. You know, it's like at least 50% less than major cities in Europe. So it's incredible. And the metro, you must know about the metro, I presume.
Do you know what?
It's a new deco.
The Art Deco metro.
Yeah. Who knew, eh? 9 million people go on the metro every day, and there's a train every 1 minute, 30 seconds.
So more people go on the Moscow metro every day than live in the entirety of London.
Yeah, what do you think? And it's just because it's so frequent. And this Art Deco is another Stalin thing. He built the subway too because he wanted to show that there's power here. And, you know, it's absolutely beautiful.
It's
marble.
Isn't it?
It's got statues everywhere.
There's columns, arches.
Columns. So have you been here?
No, but I'm a nerd for the place because I want to go.
Really?
And so, I mean, but here we go. You mentioned getting through here last minute. I imagine there's a visa process. How easy is it to actually get into Russia to be a tourist around there?
Yeah, the visa is a bit onerous. They need to know just about everything about your life. And the other thing you have to worry about is it's only valid for the exact date you're here. And it costs about £70. So, you know, it's a shame because it is quite hard to do. But I've said to them, look, I'm going to make a difference. But I suggested, look, they did this thing for the World Cup where they did a voucher and it was very, very easy for everyone to come here for the World Cup. So I'm sure they could do it. But if they did, it's well worth it. You know, if anyone can just put up with that visa, filling it in is a bit of a pain, but it's worth it. And they've got a visa centre in Manchester and also one in London. You have to give up your passport for a bit. But that's the thing, you know, if you're only here for five nights or something, that's exactly what the visa is. There's no 6 month one or anything like that. But it's worth it. It's certainly worth it. And getting here, there's plenty of routes. Certainly, all the major airlines come here. But I came on the national carrier, which is Aeroflot, and I've got to say it was excellent. Really, really excellent. Very, very polite. Really nice. All on time. Okay. You know, it's kind of changed my outlook about the place.
Do you think you'll go back?
Definitely love to. I'd love to bring the wife here because it is so good. There's great music. You know, and it's really warm at the moment. It's about 25 degrees, very tropical. Everyone's walking around, so it's just great. Yeah, and the Kremlin was something else.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love.
Opulence and gold everywhere. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I was looking around for a quirky twin town. Moscow, and they're all. But it's basically every capital city in the world is twinned with Moscow, and it's like any major seat of power anywhere in the world is twinned with Moscow. There's not even a jokey one in there. You know, like Coventry isn't twinned or anything. I was looking for something. You know, like
so serious, is it?
You know, Brighton or Rill or somewhere. I was looking Middlesbrough. But it's just London, and then around the place, it's Dubai and Dusseldorf. It's all major cities. How long are you there till, my friend? How long?
I'm coming home tomorrow. It was literally three nights. That was it. But
three nights.
I've loved it. I've loved it. And they've treated me like an absolute king. It's been fabulous. Fabulous.
Well, it's just what you expect.
Come back.
Just what you expect,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
So there he goes, sailing down a boat down the river in his tuxedo. It is Andy Marsag. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon, Andy.
All right, mate. Take care.
Take care. There he goes. License to eat Michelin stars. Can you believe it? I'm so jealous of that. I am so jealous. Do svidaniya, Andy. Be back with us in a couple of weeks' time, I'm sure.